Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive with us. Today, we'll be taking a look at the Book of Proverbs.
Okay.
Now, you might be thinking, Proverbs, isn't that pretty straightforward?
Right.
Well, get ready to be challenged, because
yeah.
we're going to be uncovering what makes this book
yeah.
so uniquely different from the rest of the Tanakh.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like comparing
okay.
a cookbook with a sci-fi novel.
Right.
Different genres,
mm-hmm.
different experiences,
okay.
and understanding that is key to really unlocking the power of Proverbs.
So are we saying that Proverbs isn't just another chapter in the ongoing story of the Tanakh?
That's exactly the question we're going to be exploring today.
Okay.
What makes Proverbs stand out? How's it different?
Right.
And before we even tackle what a proverb is,
Right.
that's for later.
Okay.
The first thing that really stuck out to me in the source material
Yeah.
was something that's missing from Proverbs. Names.
Interesting.
You won't find any Adam or Eve here.
Right.
No Abraham, no Moses. Stark contrast to books like Genesis,
yeah.
which is practically overflowing with them.
Uh-huh.
So what do you make of that? What's going on here?
Well, it's definitely not an accident.
Right.
The absence of names in Proverbs is a very deliberate choice.
Okay.
And it speaks volumes about the book's purpose.
Interesting.
It's not about specific people
uh-huh.
or historical events.
Okay.
It's about universal truths.
Right.
Truths that transcend both time and culture.
So it's like it's speaking to everyone.
That's right.
Regardless of who they are,
exactly.
where they are,
uh-huh.
or when they lived.
Yes.
That's pretty powerful.
Take, for example, the proverb.
Yeah.
A wise son brings joy to his father.
Right.
This isn't tied to a particular moment in history.
Uh-huh.
It's meant to resonate with every parent.
Yeah.
And every generation.
Throughout all time.
Precisely.
Right, I see.
While a book like Ruth
right.
is very much rooted
yeah.
in the lives of individuals like Naomi and Boaz.
Mm.
Proverbs is offering something much more universal.
Okay.
Something that speaks directly to you.
Right.
Offering this timeless wisdom
yeah.
for navigating the challenges of life.
So like a direct line to wisdom.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
And this deliberate missing element pattern
hmm.
goes even beyond names.
Okay.
You won't find references to specific tribes or nations either.
Oh, wait, hold on a sec.
Yeah.
What about that part about Egyptian linens?
Good catch.
I thought that was a really interesting little detail.
Yeah, you have a sharp eye.
It seems so out of place.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
There's a single mention of Egyptian linens
uh-huh.
tucked away in Proverbs 7.1c.
Right.
It's describing
yeah.
the luxurious trappings of Madame Fallen.
Oh, right, right.
Seems that even back then,
yeah.
Egyptian linens were known for their quality.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right.
So, okay,
yeah.
one tiny little exception to the rule.
You got it.
But aside from that, it seems like the book is intentionally avoiding any specific time or place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not about who,
yeah,
when,
uh-huh.
or where.
Right.
But about the timeless principles of wisdom
yeah.
that apply to anyone,
right.
anywhere.
I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
And this intentional detachment from specifics goes even further.
Okay, how so?
You won't even find mention of the temple.
Really?
Or the priesthood.
Wow, that's really surprising to me.
Yeah.
Especially considering Solomon.
Right.
You know, the supposed author of Proverbs
yeah.
is famous for building the temple.
It is quite a fascinating contradiction.
Yeah.
But it really underscores the distinct focus of Proverbs.
Okay.
This book isn't about religious institutions
uh-huh.
or grand historical narratives.
Right.
It's about practical wisdom.
Yeah.
The wisdom you need for everyday life.
So it's like a different type of guidance
exactly.
than what we see in other parts of the Tanakh.
Right.
It's less about fulfilling a divine calling and more about making wise choices in everyday.
You're spot on.
Okay, cool.
This is further reinforced by the fact
yeah.
that there's no vocational calling in Proverbs.
Mm, that's interesting.
Think about figures like Abraham.
Okay.
Called to be the father of a nation.
Right.
Or Moses. Called to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
uh-huh.
their entire stories
yeah.
are defined by their specific roles.
Right, and even the prophets are defined by their divinely appointed task to deliver God's message.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in Proverbs, there's none of that.
Okay.
It's not about your specific role in society
right.
or a grand mission from God.
Mm-hmm.
It's about cultivating wisdom.
Okay.
Wisdom for navigating
yeah.
the very ordinary
right.
and often messy realities of life.
Like what kind of stuff?
Relationships, mm-hmm. finances, mm-hmm. temptations, uh-huh. and everything in between.
So no matter who you are.
Precisely.
Or what you do.
Uh-huh.
These principles can help you live a better life.
That's the idea.
And speaking of things we don't find in Proverbs.
Mm.
What about the dramatic, thus saith the Lord pronouncements?
Right.
No burning bushes here.
Nope.
Or booming voices from heaven.
None whatsoever.
How do we understand that.
That's another really key distinction. Right. Proverbs is very clearly different
right.
from prophetic literature.
Right.
The authority in Proverbs mm-hmm. doesn't come from a direct message from God.
Okay.
It comes from the inherent wisdom
right.
of the sayings themselves.
So rather than God said it, so it must be true.
Exactly.
It's more like yeah. this rings true because it reflects a deep understanding of human nature.
That's it.
And of the world around us.
Precisely.
Okay. So that makes a lot of sense.
And this focus
yeah.
on the practical
uh-huh.
rather than the supernatural
right.
leads us to another interesting omission.
Let me guess. Miracles.
And miracles.
Uh-huh.
No parting of the Red Sea here.
Right.
No manna from heaven.
Right.
No sudden healings.
Okay, so what's that telling us?
Well, it sets Proverbs apart
yeah.
from the more miraculous stories in the Tanakh.
Right.
It suggests that Proverbs is more concerned
uh-huh.
with the natural order of things.
So rather than focusing on exceptions to the rule.
Exactly.
This is about how things usually work.
Yes.
Cause and effect.
Right.
Making choices that align with those principles.
It's about the natural consequences
right.
of our action.
Not about divine intervention.
Precisely.
So if you're lazy, you're probably going to face hardship.
Probably.
So if you're honest,
uh-huh.
you'll probably build trust.
What's so
principles that operate within the natural flow of life.
Right.
Okay. So it's all about recognizing those patterns.
Yes.
And then making the choices that are going to lead to good outcomes.
That's what it's all about.
Which ties back to something we were discussing earlier.
What's that?
The lack of feasts and festivals.
Right. It's less about prescribed religious rituals
mm-hmm.
and more about those day-to-day rhythms of life.
Yeah.
Understanding that natural order.
Right.
And navigating it wisely.
I see. And, you know, covenants, too.
Oh, right.
Which is a central theme throughout so much of the Tanakh.
Yeah.
Are also totally absent from Proverbs.
That's a great point.
Really reinforces the idea
yeah.
that Proverbs is offering these universal principles of behavior applicable to everyone.
Right.
Regardless of their specific covenant relationship with God.
Now, are you ready for the most surprising omission of all?
Hit me with it.
There is no mention of idolatry in Proverbs.
Whoa, now that's a head scratcher.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't fighting idolatry like one of the major themes?
It is.
Throughout the entire Tanakh?
Right.
So how do we make sense of that?
It's definitely intriguing.
Yeah.
But maybe Proverbs is approaching the issue from a different angle.
How so?
Well, it's about cultivating wisdom.
Right.
And choosing false gods
uh-huh.
is the opposite of wise.
So, like, if you're truly wise.
Exactly.
The issue of idolatry, we won't even come up.
You got it.
Okay, that's fascinating.
It's about addressing the root of the problem.
Right.
Which is a lack of wisdom.
I see.
But what about the connection between Proverbs and the Ten Commandments?
Right. There's tons of Proverbs about honesty.
Uh-huh.
Respecting your parents.
Right.
Avoiding adultery.
Yes.
So doesn't that kind of contradict the idea that Proverbs is standing apart from the rest of the Tanakh?
It's not a contradiction.
All right.
It's a beautiful example.
Right.
Of how Proverbs actually engages with the rest of the Tanakh.
Mm.
It takes those broad moral principles from the law.
Right.
And applies them to the everyday.
Yeah.
Making them concrete.
Okay.
And actionable.
I see.
So instead of simply saying don't steal,
uh-huh.
Proverbs might say,
yeah.
lazy hands make for poverty.
Right.
But diligent hands bring wealth.
So it's all about understanding the practical implications
exactly.
of those moral principles,
yes.
how they play out
uh-huh.
in our daily choices and actions.
You got it.
Wow, this is really making me rethink how I see Proverbs.
Yeah.
It's not just a random collection of wise sayings.
Right.
It's carefully constructed.
It is.
With a distinct perspective
uh-huh.
on wisdom and how to live a good life.
You're absolutely right.
And it's not isolated either.
Nope.
It's in conversation
yeah.
with the rest of the scriptures.
It is.
Adding its own unique voice to the chorus.
Exactly.
This has been incredibly insightful.
Good.
You've really given me a lot to think about.
I'm glad.
It's amazing how a book that might seem so familiar
right.
can suddenly feel so new
yeah.
and insightful.
And that's why it's so important to engage with Proverbs
yeah.
on its own terms.
Right.
Recognize its unique literary features.
Okay.
Appreciate this specific kind of wisdom it's offering.
Mm-hmm.
And then see how those timeless truths
yeah.
can be applied
right.
to the complexities of modern life.
Because even though our world looks vastly different,
right.
the fundamental challenges of being human
uh-huh.
haven't really changed all that much.
Not really.
We still grapple with relationships and finances and temptations.
We do.
We still seek purpose and meaning.
Absolutely.
And it seems like Proverbs provides a framework for navigating all of that.
Yeah, it do.
So we've talked a lot about what's missing from Proverbs.
We have.
But that's only half the story.
Right.
What about what the book actually contains?
That's a great question, and that leads us to the heart of what makes Proverbs so effective.
Perfect. Let's unpack those positive elements in part two of our deep dive.
Sounds good. We've spent a lot of time talking about what's missing from Proverbs, but that's only half the story.
Right. Focusing on the absences can only take us so far.
Exactly.
What really stands out to me is how Proverbs is just packed with
Yeah.
observations about human nature, about the consequences of our choices,
All
and the
right.
natural order of things.
Yeah, and not just about avoiding the pitfalls.
Okay.
It's about pursuing a life
Yeah.
of flourishing and well-being.
Cultivating virtues like diligence and honesty,
Exactly.
kindness,
Those
self-control,
are all in there.
and showing how all of those virtues lead to positive outcomes
Yeah.
in every area of life, from your relationships to your
It
finances,
is.
even to your overall sense of purpose.
Absolutely. And it all comes across
Yeah.
in such a unique way.
Well, the source material mentions this idea of Proverbs being sentential.
Yes.
Can you unpack that a bit? What does that actually mean?
It basically means that Proverbs
Yeah.
is structured around
Okay.
these short, intactful sayings,
Little nuggets of wisdom,
little nuggets of wisdom,
like
exactly.
to be pondered
Yes.
and applied.
That's it.
It's like getting a quick burst of insight, a flash of truth
Yeah.
that can help illuminate your path.
Very different
Yeah.
from the way other books in the Tanakh
Right.
are structured.
Like the historical books with their lengthy narratives, detailed
Exactly.
accounts of
Think about
events.
the Book of Ruth, for example.
Right. A complete story with all of its twists and turns.
Yes, Proverbs is different.
Instead of a single story,
Yep.
it offers a collection of insights
Yes.
that can be applied to countless situations. Each proverb is like a
Yeah.
little window into human experience,
Yes.
a
Yeah.
glimpse into the patterns and principles
Exactly.
that shape our lives.
And because they're so concise
Right.
and memorable,
Yeah.
they really tend to stick with you.
You know, this reminds me of something I've noticed in our own culture,
Oh, yeah.
how we often use quotes from movies or TV shows,
Okay.
even songs,
Okay.
as kind of a shorthand for expressing a feeling
Right.
or making a point.
That's a great
It's like
observation.
a perfect example
It
of
is.
how proverbial wisdom works,
Yeah.
taking these memorable phrases and using them to encapsulate
Right.
really complex ideas or
It's like
emotions.
distilling a whole philosophy
Yeah.
down to a single sentence.
Think about lines like,
Yeah.
life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, or
Exactly.
may the force be with you.
That's a good one.
They're not long explanations
Right.
or theological treatises or anything like that, but they capture a certain truth or sentiment that just resonates with
Yes, and
people.
that's the power of Proverbs.
Yeah.
They're compact,
Right.
they're memorable, and they're so easily applicable
Yeah.
to a wide range of
They
situations
get passed down
through all.
generations, becoming part of our shared cultural wisdom.
Exactly.
So even though Proverbs was written thousands of years ago,
Right.
it's still speaking to us today
It is.
through these timeless insights
Yeah.
into human nature and
Right.
the consequences of our choices.
It's like a bridge between the ancient and the modern.
I like
Couldn't
that.
agree more.
So it's really important to engage with Proverbs on
Yes.
its own terms, recognize its unique literary features,
Okay.
appreciate the specific kind of wisdom that it offers,
Right.
and then see how those timeless truths
Yeah.
can be applied to the complexities of modern life.
Because even though our world looks so different,
Right.
the fundamental challenges of being human haven't really changed all that much.
We still grapple with relationships and finances and temptations.
Yeah.
We still seek purpose and meaning.
We do.
And it seems like Proverbs provides a framework
It
for
does.
navigating all of
It
that.
does.
And it reminds us that wisdom isn't about accumulating knowledge.
Right.
It's about applying that knowledge
Yes.
to the real world, to the choices we make
Exactly.
every single day.
It's about taking those ancient insights
Right.
and making them relevant to
Oh,
your life
right now.
right now.
So it's not enough to just read Proverbs. You have to actually do something with it.
You got it.
It's about reflecting on those Proverbs,
Yes.
letting them challenge your assumptions, and then figuring out how to put them into practice.
It's a lifelong process
Right.
of learning and growing and refining
Yeah.
our understanding of what it means to live wisely.
And maybe that's where the real power of Proverbs lies, in its ability to spark those ha moments,
Yes.
those flashes of insight
Yes.
that can really help us to make better choices
Right.
and to live more fulfilling
It's
lives.
like having a wise mentor
Yeah.
whispering guidance in your ear.
Helping us to see the world and ourselves more clearly.
Beautifully put.
It's like a conversation across the centuries
It is.
with ancient wisdom illuminating our modern path.
I love it.
So this whole deep dive has been
Yeah.
such a revelation for me,
Yeah.
really helping me to see Proverbs
Yeah.
with fresh eyes.
I'm glad.
But before we wrap up,
Huh.
I'm kind of curious.
About what?
We've talked about ancient Proverbs,
Right.
but what about modern Proverbs?
Interesting.
What are the sayings, the quotes,
Uh-huh.
even song lyrics
Okay.
that have become part of our cultural vocabulary today? And what does that tell us
Yeah.
about the values and experiences of our generation?
That's a fascinating question.
It's almost like
Yeah.
we're creating our own book of Proverbs
Right.
without even realizing it.
Maybe we are.
It really challenges us to think about what nuggets of wisdom from our own time are actually going to stand the test of time.
Yeah.
What are those sayings that people will be quoting centuries from now
Uh-huh.
as reflections of our values and our experiences?
You've hit on something truly fascinating.
Yeah.
We often think of Proverbs as something that belongs to the ancient world.
Right.
But that impulse to condense wisdom into these memorable sayings, well, that's timeless.
It is.
It's happening all around us.
I love that. It's like we're all proverb makers.
We are.
Whether we realize it or not.
Right. Exactly.
But it also raises another question for me.
Okay.
If Proverbs offers this kind of timeless wisdom,
yeah.
how do we actually apply it to our lives today?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
Well, I think a key takeaway here
yeah.
is that the principles of wisdom articulated in Proverbs
okay.
are just as relevant
right.
in the 21st century as they were in ancient Israel.
So even though we've got smartphones and the internet,
yeah.
we're still grappling with the same basic questions.
We are.
About relationships and purpose and how to live a good life.
Exactly. We still face temptations.
Right.
We still make financial decisions.
Uh-huh.
We still seek meaning and connection.
And Proverbs provides a framework
yes.
for navigating all of those challenges.
It does.
In a way that can lead to flourishing
yes.
and well-being.
It's like Proverbs is offering this set of tools
it is
for building a good life.
A life that's marked by wisdom
right.
and integrity
right.
and joy.
A blueprint for living.
A blueprint. I love that.
Even if the building materials have changed a little bit over time.
Right, exactly.
And it reminds us
yeah.
that wisdom isn't just about accumulating knowledge.
Right.
It's about applying that knowledge
okay.
to the real world.
To the concrete choices that we make.
The concrete choices.
Every single day.
It's about bridging that gap
yeah.
between theory
uh-huh.
and practice.
So it's not enough to just read Proverbs.
Nope.
We need to actively reflect on those teachings.
We do.
And figure out how to put them into practice
yes.
in our own lives.
Make those ancient words come alive
yeah.
in here and now.
Make them real.
It's a process of learning and growing
yeah.
And refining our understanding of what it means to live wisely.
And it can be really rewarding, too.
It is.
Both personally yeah. and in how we interact with the world around us.
Absolutely.
And this whole deep dive has been such a thought-provoking journey.
Yeah.
It's really helped me to appreciate Proverbs.
Glad to hear it.
In a whole new light.
It's amazing how a book that seems so familiar.
It is.
Can suddenly feel so fresh.
Right.
And relevant.
A testament to the enduring power of wisdom.
It is.
A reminder that the search for wisdom
yeah.
is a journey we all share.
It is.
Regardless of our background or our beliefs.
Well said.
And with that, we're going to wrap up our deep dive
yeah.
into the uniqueness of Proverbs.
Sounds good.
We hope you've enjoyed this exploration of ancient wisdom.
I hope so.
And its enduring relevance for our lives today.
It's powerful stuff.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep seeking wisdom.
Keep asking questions.
Keep diving deep.
Take care. Thanks for the voice.